This is KAYT-FM, 81 Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood, Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings unto you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you because truly this is the day that you have made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, gracious Father, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. Father God, with you we can do all things, but without you we can't do nothing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give ourselves away, oh God, so that you can use us, God, for your glory. Father God, we ask that you will have thine own way. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you please turn them to the book of Psalm 48 and 14. That's the book of Psalm 48 and 14. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it says, "For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our God even to the end. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word." And today's topic is, let God go before you. Allow God to go before you. God our Father is great, and he is greatly to be praised in every area of our lives. He is deeply concerned about his people, and he cares for each one of his children. He is interested in the daily round of our lives, our homes, our work, and the communities in which we live. He will never leave us nor forsake us, and he is an ever-present help when our enemies seek to overwhelm us. This is our God forever and ever, and he will be our guide unto death. So what does it mean that God is our guide? It means he gives us certain instructions and directions and calls on us to follow. With conscious cooperation guidance, we do know what God wants us to do in advance. God says to us, go this way. But because we are not familiar with the way God wants us to go, we go a way that we are familiar with. And that's when we mess up the plan of God. It is our responsibility to either follow or disobey him. Come on here, somebody. So how does God guide us in Scripture? He promised to guide those who are walking with him. He says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. Psalm 32:8. Jesus promises to lead and guide his followers. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. His sheep follow him because they know his voice. John 10:3-4. So when God, goes before you, he makes every crooked place straight. What is divine guidance from God? Divine guidance is a term that refers to God telling us what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. It can also refer to those times when God leads us, but we are not aware of it. Though the heavens declare the glory of God, it is through his word that the Lord has unveiled himself to his people through his names and his character, his plan of redemption, and his purposes for those that trust on his name. Our gracious God, who has a deep interest in the future of each of his children, has promised to be our guard and guide to the end of our lives and to keep us until we are transported into the eternal ages to come. People of God, allow him to guide you through any situation you may encounter. Our faithful God, whose steadfast love endures forever, will be our guide, even to the very end. It is so comforting just to know that we will never be alone in this life. And to be absent from the body in death means we are present with the Lord. And so we shall be with him forever. Because of our loving Lord, death has lost its sting, and life is so sweet with our Lord by our side. Whenever you allow a God to guide you, you will never go wrong. We mess up when we want to lead our own self, when we want to go before God. But every time God goes before you, he makes every crooked place straight. He makes every way straight. He always sets the tone before you even get there. Come on here, somebody. You may be discouraged today. You may feel like all hope is gone. And you may think that your life situations, what's going on around you, will never change. Maybe you can't see anything happening because you're too busy looking at this thing in the natural realm. When God is trying to get you into the spiritual realm of this. But if the curtain was pulled back and you could see into the unseen realm, you will know that God is working behind the scenes. There, you will see God at work, arranging things in your favor. That's when your faith got to kick in. You got to know for sure that God is working behind the scenes. It may not happen overnight, but at the right time, in your due season, God will not only move the wrong people out the way, but he also will pay you back for every injustice. He will make up for lost time. He will open doors to the right opportunities and bring the right people in your life. He's even looking years down the road and arranging solutions to problems that you haven't had yet. Come on here, somebody. He will guide you to where you are supposed to be. You may have taken a couple of steps backwards in recent times, but right now, God is going before you to prepare the next chapter of your life. Isn't it something that we make plans for our own life and God will come in and disrupt those plans? Why? Because he sees what lies ahead. When you give God your life, you are saying, God, I trust you with every fiber of my being. I don't know what lies ahead, but you know all things. And I'm going to trust you enough that you will not fail me, but that you will guide me along the way. People of God, if you stay in faith and if you keep the right attitude, you will enter a better chapter, a chapter with greater victories. A chapter with greater fulfillment. a chapter with greater endorsements, a chapter with greater faith of your life. You will never doubt because you have acknowledged God as your Savior. You have acknowledged Him as your friend. You have acknowledged Him as your deliverer. You even acknowledge Him as the one that will guide you along this journey. That you have trusted Him enough to go before you to make every crooked place straight. Yes, we all have some rocky roads in our life that we will be trying to correct them. But we can't correct them. You got to allow God to correct every crooked road in your life. You have to allow Him to go before you. Because if you go by yourself and if you go alone, you will mess it up. You will go from the right to the left, right to the left. But God in this season wants us to walk the straight and narrow path. So that way, whatever process you're going through, whatever trial that you are going through, God is conditioning you. God is building you up. So when you get to the place where that He has already made every crooked way straight, so when you get to the place, you are in position to receive everything God has for you. Come on here, somebody. Yes, life hasn't been easy for you. But allow God to redeem the time. Allow God to make every crooked place straight. Allow God to be your guide. Because you see, you can't do it on your own. You done tried everything. You done tried it your way. So now, let's do it God's way. Let Him guide you. Let Him lead you. I promise the rest of your life will be a blessed life. Will be a life of fulfillment. Will be a life of victories. Oh my God. If you allow God to lead and guide you. Let us pray. Father, thank You that You have called us to walk by faith and not by sight. Thank You that Your power is working in the unseen realm to bring about Your promises in our lives. Father God, we will live with a sense of expectancy, expecting that You are guiding us and leading us into new chapters of our lives. Father God, we know that we're no longer our own, but we have been bought with a price. And Lord, we thank You. Thank You for saving us, God. Thank You for redeeming us, God. Thank You for leading and guiding us, God. Lord, we say yes to Your will and yes to Your way. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And if you need to reach me, my number is 318-206-895.